This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of questionable decision making, it is time for our weekly etiquette lesson.
Okay, but what is your plan for this segment?
Well, Tobin, I'm fortunate enough to have friends in high places.
We already did the pot segment.
No. I'm talking about Lizzie Post and Daniel Post Senning up at the Emily Post Institute in Burlington, Vermont. It's the politest place on the planet, and they're etiquette ringers. Anyway, I sent them an offer they can't refuse. Let's hear how that turned out.
Hold a second. Is that Rico?
What? He's on vacation. That's like a Harry Potter lookalike or something.
All right, if you say so.
Hey, we got a little note here.
What you got?
All right, it starts. Dear Lizzie and Dan, Rico is out of town, and I had something really, really urgent come up, so I've left you guys this week's etiquette questions to read and answer on your own.
Seriously?
Since you guys host a podcast called Awesome Etiquette and are the co-authors of Emily Post Etiquette 19th Edition, I know you can handle it. Thank you for understanding, Brendan. P.S. If Rico asks, this was your idea. Oh my God.
Was that written on a coaster?
Yeah, that's a coaster.
We do the work and he's not even here. Like,
seriously, that's what it says.
Is that rude?
Well, yes, but no, but no matter what, we should not return potential rudeness with rudeness. So maybe we should answer the questions.
People do send questions.
They do.
It would be the polite thing to do.
It is the polite thing to do.
Let's get to it. Our first question comes from Seth in Seattle. Seth writes, one of the first things I noticed when my now wife and I first started dating was how she held her fork while eating. I am familiar with European and American styles, but she goes with a bit of a caveman hold. Now that we're married and have many years left together, we're in our mid-30s, I think it's worth figuring out how to politely suggest to my wife that the way she has held her fork for her entire life is in fact incorrect, and that everyone around her is silently judging her and her barbaric silverware handling style. Ideas? No, it appears there's a photo of this somewhere, and it should be on the website.
Seth, I think if you deliver it like that, we're going to have not a very happy next 30 years together.
Help Seth out. Give me a sample script.
So it doesn't have to be such formal language, but you might say something like, honey, I noticed something, and I realized there might be things like it that I do, and I wanted to give us the chance to talk about these types of things. Do I have your permission to start this conversation, babe? Or honey,
I can hear
sweetheart,
Rico's incredulous voice coming in here at this moment saying, you've got to be kidding me.
I think Brendan would say that. But do you think you are married? Like this couple, you are going to be married probably for another 30, 40 years, I would hope. Do you think this would be a fair thing to try to invite into a relationship?
I think you got to go for it.
Yeah?
You got to try.
You got to try.
You okay. Do it in private.
Okay.
I like your idea of priming for the conversation.
Yes.
Ask just a little bit. You know, there's something a little difficult, awkward I'd like to talk with you about.
Yeah.
Is now a good time.
The thing that doesn't work is just saying it's just how it's done. Mm-hmm. If you give a whole speech about American versus continental, I don't think that's the argument that's going to win because your wife has been doing this for 30 some odd years comfortably.
Honey, I love you.
Honey, I love you is a great place to
when
start, Dan.
When we're eating lasagna on our laps in front of the TV, it really doesn't matter to me at all. When we're out, I would want to know about something that X, Y, or Z.
Be delicate with that sample script, but either way, we think that if this is really important to you, then broach the subject.
It's worth it.
Our next question comes from Laurel in Washington, D.C., and she writes, I played piano for my friend's wedding last year. I was honored, and it was great, but preparing for it took a lot of work. Here's the thing. I still haven't gotten them a gift. I recently confessed this to another friend who suggested that playing music at their wedding sufficed as a gift. Is that true? Have I already done my part?
Laurel, yes, you've kind of done your part. That is true. At the same time, you really haven't done it all yet, I don't think.
Right.
It's not quite going to get there.
Nope.
You didn't talk about it ahead of time.
That's correct.
And it probably would have taken that for this to have counted as the gift.
Bingo!
So I would recommend that you get her a little something. It doesn't need to be a big deal. You have done a lot already, and I'm sure that they appreciate it. I'm sure that they treasure the experience of you participating in the wedding in that way. And that is significant. But at this stage, a little gesture, a little something that you approached as an opportunity, not necessarily as an obligation, might be a nice way to round out this whole experience.
And in the future, it is perfectly okay for you to ask friends whether they would like this to be the gift to their wedding or just a part of their wedding, things like that, especially if you do this professionally. and usually get paid for it. That's something that it's okay for you to broach that subject with your friends when they ask you to perform at their weddings.
You might even say, I'd like to offer to do this as a wedding gift for you.
Yes, bingo. Love it. Communication, always helpful.
All right, one last question. It comes from Daniel in Vermont.
What a coincidence.
Daniel writes, how should one respond when a national radio host asks his buddies and frequent guests to do his job for him? Follow up, what thank you present should he absolutely give them?
A car. A car feels not really appropriate to me for this circumstance.
Not bad. A little bigger than I was thinking. Scotch?
Car and scotch.
Appropriate.
We are the experts.
There you go, Daniel in Vermont.